In life, we make progress. We learn, sometimes fast, sometimes slow. It's a journey of growth, from your first salary to your first plot of land. From the day you opened a cash shop to the day you hired your first employee, every step along the way matters. In today's world, going digital matters too. It pays to think digital, to tap, to swipe, to transfer, to bank online easily and safely. When you bank digitally, you're not just keeping up, you're making progress. And with every transaction, you're not just banking, you're growing. With Stanbic Smart Digital Tools, you can be sure that you're growing digital. So when it comes to your money, think smart, go digital, and grow with Stanbic Bank.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got even more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every swipe or tap could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and 31st March 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win instant cash back, monthly trolley dashes, and other exciting rewards along the way. And the ultimate grand prize? An all-expenses-paid family trip worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky winner. So why use cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 18:01 on Phoenix. Time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good evening. The headlines. Concord dismisses People's Pact petition to halt delimitation process. President Ijilema says UPND has met all 2021 mandate expectations. And in global news, 48-hour curfew imposed after attack on bar in Nigerian city. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Constitutional Court has dismissed a petition by the opposition People's Pact that sought to halt the delimitation process scheduled for April, ruling that the application lacked merit. Delivering the judgment on behalf of a seven-judge panel, Judge Kenneth Molefe said the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, cannot be stopped from carrying out its constitutional mandate. The court also noted that the delimitation exercise is still ongoing and has not reached a stage that would justify the intervention being sought. In its ruling, the court clarified that voter registration and delimitation are separate processes with no constitutional or legal requirement for one to be completed before the other begins, further stating that Article 59 of the Constitution provides guidance on delimitation and any challenges must be made within the appropriate constitutional framework. The People's Pact had argued that the ECZ's sequencing of activities was unlawful, claiming that voter registration data was collected before new electoral boundaries were finalized and before the dissolution of parliament and local councils. The group also warned that certifying the final voters' register on April the 30th, 2026 could potentially disenfranchise voters and create legal complications under the Electoral Process Act. However, the court found no evidence of a constitutional breach by the ECZ and declined to grant any orders that would interfere with the commission's operations. President Hakainde Hichilema says the UPND government has fulfilled all expectations set when it was voted into power in 2021. Speaking at the 2026 Presidential Delivery Unit National Delivery Day in Lusaka, The president emphasized the importance of establishing effective systems such as delivery units to ensure government achieves its intended results. He noted that the UPND administration inherited a struggling economy but expressed satisfaction that it has since stabilized. Looking ahead, President Hichilema said his government will now focus more on driving economic growth. The president also called on the private sector to partner with government in rebuilding the economy and urged citizens to unite behind a shared national vision.
Where we are seated now, many did not believe we would be talking about EDU, delivery, the state of the bank. We are in a very difficult situation. We inherited a delayed country. There is interest, negative growth, council salaries are paid for 15 months. If there is something paid, we are sleeping there.
Meanwhile, head of the Presidential Delivery Unit, Kusovile Kamwambi, reaffirmed PDU's commitment to promoting the one government approach, with key projects anchored on the 8th National Development Plan, aimed at increasing household income and enhancing food security, among others.
The expected outcome of everything that we're doing, of course, number one, happens to be household income, which is also known as HH income. Bottom line is we need to do this for the people. Secondly, we are trying to ensure that there's food security and that our nutrition is at acceptable levels. We're working against child stunting. Thirdly, we're looking at quality health services, and as a PDU, we've been focusing mainly on maternal health services and service delivery at contact service center points throughout the health sector, as well as drug supply.
The ruling UPND says it is ready to defend itself in court following a lawsuit filed by one of its members seeking to compel the party to hold a national conference. Addressing the media in Livingston today, UPND Chairman of Legal and National Affairs, Jack Mwimbu, said the party would not engage its critics on public platforms, but would instead let the courts determine the matter. The lawsuit was filed by party member Charles Longwe, who is seeking a court order compelling the UPND to convene a national conference. Mr. Mwimbu described the UPND as a democratic institution that respects both the national and party constitutions, adding that the party is already taking steps to ensure the conference is held. He also expressed concern over Mr. Longwe's repeated public statements against the party, suggesting the matter would be better resolved through legal channels.
We have noted with concern that this gentleman called Charles Longwe, despite the fact that he has decided to go to court, he has continued to make statements, make disparaging remarks against his party, if he is a genuine member of the party. We would like to advise Mr. Longwe that the UPND is the Democratic Party that believes and upholds the rights of members. If a member goes to court, let him proceed and prosecute his claims in court.
Indo-Zambia Bank recorded a profit before tax of 1.35 billion kwacha for the year ended 31st December 2025, representing a significant increase from the 1.04 billion kwacha recorded in 2024. Announcing the 2025 financial year results in Osaka this afternoon, Indo-Zambia Bank Board Chairperson Dr. Michael Gondwe revealed that profit after tax also rose to 932.8 million kwacha, while total comprehensive income stood at 1.13 billion kwacha, reflecting the bank's continued growth and resilience. Dr. Gondwe explained that the bank's strong performance was achieved despite a challenging macroeconomic environment characterized by currency volatility, high inflation, and tight liquidity conditions. He further notes that total assets grew by 30% to 27 billion kwacha compared to 20.85 billion kwacha in the previous year, driven largely by expansion in the loan book, which increased to 10.19 billion kwacha from 6.54 billion in 2024. Dr. Gondwe has indicated that the growth supported key sectors of the economy, including agriculture, manufacturing, mining, energy, real estate, and personal lending. He said in line with the bank's strong performance and commitment to delivering value to its shareholders, a total dividend of 160 million kwacha will be paid in respect of